You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I actually was sitting here during the commercial break trying to remember how this came up yesterday. As the story goes in my family, apparently there is a house plant that is 45 years old. My mom picked up this little plant before I was born. Few years before I was born, and it was just a little sprout, and she nurtured it and cared for it and watered it for many, many years.
Much like you.
Much like me. Until she got tired of nurturing it and caring for it, and she wanted to get rid of it, so she gave it to a family member. Sadly, this family member passed away at the end of December, and as we are cleaning out his house and getting rid of things, there sits the 45-year-old plant over in the corner, which is now over 9 feet tall. I am not a plant guy. I don't know what type of plant this is, but it's a big mamma jamma.
9 feet?
9 feet tall, man. It was like...
Are you exaggerating?
No, it was like roped off. He had a screw up in the wall and roped it off so he could actually lean it up and have it be held, because otherwise it would droop over. It's really, really tall. And now that we're cleaning everything out and, you know, divvying things up and all that, the plant is still sitting there. Nobody wants the plant back. First of all, It is huge. How do you even transport that out of there? And nobody wants to take care of it. But everybody's extremely sad because they don't want to let the 45-year-old plant go. Because
it has been... don't want it to die.
It has been in the family for so many years. And yeah, you don't want... You know, I kind of raised my hand. I was like, well, we could just, you know, toss it. We could take a pair of leaf cutters to it and snap it in half and toss it, you know. But everyone was like, gasp! No! Well, I'm like, well, what are we going to do with it then? Nobody wants it.
It sounds like you, though, to be like, ah, just throw it out in the dumpster.
Well, I mean, really, at some point, I'm like, is the plant... I guess the plant's still happy. It's had a long life. Do you get rid of it? And then, you know, all the suggestions of, you know, putting it up on Facebook Marketplace or putting it up on Nextdoor. And then everyone's like, well, no, we can't do that. It would be so hard to see it leave and drive away in somebody else's car.
Well, then why doesn't your mom just take it back and put it in her
house? What are we going to do with a plant then? No, my mom doesn't want it.
Well, then why would she be sad to see it drive away?
This is the thing, man. It's just a vicious, weird loop of sadness and weirdness when it comes to this plant in the house. So, yeah, what do you do with it?
I had the ficus tree that became famous, practically, because I nurtured it and cared for it for 27 years. So I had a 27-year-old ficus that I was so proud of. And when I moved across the country, I moved in the middle of winter, and I didn't want to take any chance of it being in the back of some sort of truck and freezing, because ficus trees are kind of delicate.
Mm-hmm.
But one of our former coworkers, Emily, said, I will take your ficus tree. And I was like, you know what? At least I know it'll go to a good home, because she's really into plants and stuff like that.
Sure.
So what I had to do was rent one of those, you know, you can go to one of those Home Depot type of stores. I won't say which one. And you can rent their little trucks for a few hours, because mine was pretty dang tall, too. It wasn't going to fit in a car for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I rented one of those little box trucks, one of those little small ones, and I put it in there. And drove it over, and
it was like a little field trip for the plant. You know, you got to be go in the mind of the plant. It's probably like, you know, I'm out of the house.
You got to think about it. So, 27 years, I moved a lot. Now, all within Denver, but I moved to various places. Probably five moves.
Yeah.
In those 27 years, and it never was really excited about making those trips.
Mm-hmm.
But she sent me pictures later and said, "Here it is." You know,
happy as can be. Water and sunshine.
The tree is now thriving. Misses me, obviously.
I bet.
We were, you know, I was a bachelor. That was my roommate. My roommate was a ficus tree.
It's seen some things, man. That tree has seen some things.
It really
does.
If those leaves could talk. So I want you to find a home for it. Get over this thing about, we don't want it to leave the family. If nobody wants it, I don't want it to die.
I'm fine with it. I'm fine with, you know. I mean, really, there's been a lot of pressure on me to take it, you know, because we got a room that gets a lot of sun and all that. But I'm just not a huge plant person. And this thing's in a giant, like, tub, you know, and I don't want the dog getting into it, or I don't like the little flies that sometimes come along with plants and stuff, the little gnats that can nest down in the mud and stuff. Just not into all that. I'm thinking some sort of donation situation, maybe even to like a retirement community or something. How about that?
Well,
that was kind of my suggestion. I was like,
can't
we don't
donate it to a place that's not asking for it and wants.
Well, you
it.
You got to make a phone call and be like, "Hey, y'all need a plant?
We're giving you a 9-foot tall tree."
I thought about bringing it here to work too, you know, and setting it up, and maybe it'll bring joy to the office.
No, there's so many trees and plants that have died at the radio station. Don't do there is.
But they're true, yeah.
Look at the one that we had in the corner of the studio over there. To your right, there was one that used to sit.
A lot
there
of things have died. It mostly. Hopes, dreams, and plants have died at this radio
all
station.
Died in that studio.
You're probably right.
Put it on next door. Somebody in your neighborhood will want
free?
It.
Free? Or can I get a couple bucks off this?
What are you talking about?
Donate I need to know. Are plants big business?
No, just donate it to a nice home. Why do you have to monetize it? It's not yours.
People are monetizing everything. That's why Nextdoor is here. That's why Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist. Sell it.
Fine.
There's
got
to be a value
Fine.
You can put
Try
on a 45-year-old plant.
What if nobody is? What are you going to ask for it?
$50.
What a maroon. Just give it away. That $50 is not going to change your life.
I don't
and then
know about
say,
that.
I'm going to split the $50 with everybody in the
no,
family.
I'm
Everyone
getting
will
it.
Get $2.50.
Well, fair is fair. All right. Email me if you have any suggestions. Or don't.
Email you? I told you. Just put it on next door and
ringing.
Have somebody come and pick it up.
I'm going to get 50 messages today for people that want this plant, I bet you.
Well,
I will unload
this
plant today.
Was this part of your
My plan
motivation
is working.
Here for
My
us to talk about it?
Is
to
working.
Have some listener call and want to get your plant?
Highest bidder the plant is going to today. Hit me up. Jeremy@mix100.com.
Did you find out anything about your plant?
I know we have some calls lined up, some people that want to give me some information. And thank you to the easily 15 emails that have already come through with people sending me pictures of their plants, trying to woo me into letting them have my plant. Mm-hmm. It's like turned into plant porn all of a sudden this morning on my email.
Let's take a couple calls on this. Here's Brianna. Brianna, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
Well, I'm perplexed.
We're a little surprised that we're able to make an entire actual segment on the show about plants, but here we are. So,
what do you think I should do with this big plant I have?
Well, there's a crazy plant community actually here in Colorado, and clearly you just said you got plant porn.
They are coming in. Yeah, it's like like dating profiles or something now. They're sending me all their plant pics instead of other things, you know.
posing
next with their plant
pics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what do you think?
I honestly think you should give it to a good home.
What if I want to
so
sell
many
it though?
Plants. Do it. So there's a plant page on Facebook that actually, this is how crazy as plant people are, that go to the big box stores when they get their plant shipments in.
Yeah.
Take pictures, post it, and then within minutes of all of these big box stores getting their plant shipments in, they're gone.
So you're like rescuing them essentially.
Huh. It's more like we're crazy and go after the
you
plants
just gobble them up.
They get their shipments in. Yeah.
Now, I don't know what type of plant this is, but it's big and it's about 9 foot tall. I mean, can you put a dollar value on this for me?
It all just depends. If it's 9 feet tall, if the leaves are skinny and small and it's like a vine.
Fat leaves?
So
yeah.
It's probably a type of philodendron and you could get $50
I thought so.
Out of it.
$50?
$50.
I would.
Brent.
That's what I was going to throw.
Brianna,
away.
We got to run. Thank you for the call.
Fat Leaves. Sounds like a jazz singer, doesn't
continues.
It?
Continues.
Old Fat. I'm going to go see Fat Leaves tonight.
Crystal, welcome to Plant Talk on the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Hello.
What do you got to say?
Good morning, boys. You crack me up, that's for sure. Thank you so much. I ended up inheriting two plants that my dad took me out to buy at Woolworth when I was born.
Whoa, way back machine, yeah.
I know, they're older than you know what, but they are 60 years old.
No
and
way.
They're two, I call them the mother philodendron plants, and right now, currently, I keep cutting back and I keep starting and I keep giving away plants. Currently, I have 10 pots ready to go for people. I just give them away.
You're the crazy plant lady, aren't you?
Yeah, sadly I am. And as soon as I post them, they're gone.
I had no idea that this was such a huge thing here.
I'm not gonna lie.
I have no idea.
I love my plants, personally, I've got a handful of them around the house, and they are mine. Like, Gretchen, like, stays away from them and everything, and I love them. And some of them have very sentimental value. So
there you go, Crystal. Send Dom more of your plants. Yeah. Your little snippets.
Crystal, you are delightful. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
Ciao, baby.
Linda, welcome to Plant Talk on the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Thank you. How are you guys doing?
We're good. What should I do with this goofy plant I have?
I think you should donate it to a nursery. They would know how to take care of it, and then the family members can go and have visitation rights and go visit the plant and see how it's doing.
Yeah, like every Saturday afternoon we'll go visit the plant and give it a little water. And
I like that idea.
I'm afraid the nursery would turn around and sell it, though.
Well, if you donate it, you have to tell them they have to keep it there. You know, so.
Well, that's a burden.
What's in it for them?
That's a burden on the nursery.
What's in it for the nursery? They're just holding it for you to come visit? You got to take up space and resources?
To see this 45-year-old plant that's huge, and, you know, they can tell the story about how nobody wanted it.
Yeah.
And they took it in. It's kind of like giving up an animal to the zoo or something.
Sure,
you know?
It'll become an attraction. It'll draw more people into the nursery, and then they'll buy more pumpkins and stuff in the fall.
Well, before you know it, Jeremy's plant is a Colorado tourist attraction. I can see it now.
We'll have a little bronze plaque next to it. We'll rope it off. I like this. Linda
thank you for a great call. We appreciate you. And we're going to squeeze in one more quickly. Patty, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, Patty. What's your plant suggestion?
So, I don't have a suggestion, but I feel your pain. I'm 39 years old, and the day I was born, my mother's dentist gave her a plant, and it is still alive.
What was going on between your mom and the dentist?
Mm-hmm.
Is the dentist your daddy?
I don't think so.
He was filling a cavity or something.
Dom!
What? He's a dentist!
So where's the plant now?
Every time the plant loses color or starts to wilt, she's positive that I'm going to die.
She gets a cavity?
And she knows. She thinks I have cancer and makes me go to, like, numerous doctors and assure that I'm about to pass away.
Well, this just took a turn.
My goodness, what a turn. Where did this go?
I don't think plants can do that, but...
Whoa. The plant lives forever. Otherwise, my mom will lose it, so...
Yeah.
Well, plants can often outlast us.
Maybe I could swap out my plant for your plant since yours seems to keep going.
No, don't do it, Jeremy. Because
I'm not a plant swapper. No, I don't do. I'm not into that stuff. That's a different Facebook group.
Although Littleton's known for their swapping and everything.
That's a different group on Facebook.
I've heard about those stories. And does he have to have a certain colored door or something?
Yeah, you want
to
come over and swap plants?
It means you swap plants.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you, everybody. And, oh, my gosh, I don't know if I'll be able to get to all the messages today, but thank you for all the messages coming in, too, and your pictures. So funny.
Be sure to keep us updated on that plant.
I will. Here. I will. Absolutely.
And do not throw it away.
Do not put it out in a dumpster. All right.
Jerk store. It's a living creature.
I know. All the plant people are like,